Happy to have President and CEO of TripInsurance.com with us, Dan Skilkin. Welcome back to Cruise Radio.
Thank you.
All right, Dan, we really appreciate you being with us. We haven't done this in a good while, but have a listener question for you. She is on the line, Michelle from Dallas. Go ahead with your question.
I was browsing travel insurance policies for an upcoming cruise, and I noticed a lot of pre-existing conditions, wording in fine print. What exactly is that?
Hi, Michelle. Thank you for calling. That's a great question because pre-existing conditions are among the most confusing terms in a policy. But let's eliminate a lot of the mystery here to make sure that you will have the medical coverage you need. When you purchase travel insurance with health coverage, it may not cover everything if you have a pre-existing medical condition exclusion in your travel insurance policy. You probably already know this, but exclusions are language in the policy that specifically eliminate coverage for certain risks. So insurance typically only covers you for unknown risks at the time you buy the insurance. If you know that a risk already exists that could affect your ability to travel, then you might not be covered for this risk. Pre-existing medical conditions are medical problems that you or your travel companions have that are present before you travel. So if your travel insurance policy includes a pre-existing conditions waiver, then the insurance company will cover your medical treatment even if the problem existed before you bought the policy. So let me give you an example of how a pre-existing condition waiver can improve your trip insurance coverage. Let's say you're diabetic and you've been having trouble balancing your insulin and you've been treated by your doctor for this condition in the 90 days before you bought your travel insurance. If you don't have a pre-existing condition waiver in your trip insurance policy, then you're not covered for medical problems on your trip having to do with your diabetes. This includes any medical treatment or even medical emergency evacuation because this problem would be considered a pre-existing condition.
And Dan, let me interrupt here for a minute. Do you always need this pre-existing condition waiver?
Matt, let's say you're diagnosed with a heart condition or are diabetic and you're on prescribed medication, but your doctor has not had to change your medication in the last 90 days, and the condition is under control. The ailment is probably not considered a pre-existing condition because your medical condition and treatment is considered stable. So if, God forbid, you suffer a heart attack or have an insulin attack while traveling, it may be covered because this is a new and dramatic change in your health condition. The determination of whether or not a medical condition is going to be covered has a lot to do with your doctor's reports and whether your medical records show that you've been treated for the condition in the 90 days prior to buying your travel insurance. The insurance company is going to try to figure out whether you knew about the medical problem when you bought the insurance. If you buy within the 14 days of your initial deposit and have a pre-existing condition waiver, then the claims process becomes much easier because it eliminates this debate as to whether or not the medical condition was a problem when you bought the insurance. Having the pre-existing condition waiver will save a lot of time processing your claim because the insurance company is not going to have to request a copy of your prior medical records to investigate.
Okay.
Two of the good plans and all of the better and best plans on TripInsurance.com have a pre-existing condition waiver. So if you ever need help or have any questions, feel free to give us a call anytime, day or night, and we can help you find the right policy for you.
He is the president and CEO of TripInsurance.com, Dan Skilkin. As always, thank you so much.
Thank you. My pleasure. And Michelle, have a safe trip.